Hi.
Hola.
Oh, hola. So, tengo preguntas.
¿Y qué es esa pregunta?
¿Qué es, en inglés, por favor?
Okay.
Quiero aprender...
English. Well,
I'm trying to say it in Spanish so I can exercise my Spanish ability. So, basically, I want to know some insults. But, like, mediocre insults. Like, say if I'm in a situation where I'm in a Spanish-speaking country and my translator friend has gone to the bathroom and I'm at a restaurant and I'm by myself and someone comes up to me and starts... being mean. Is there anything that I can do to get them to go away?
Yes.
All right. I have my stickies, so I'm ready to write.
Okay. Well, if you want to get the person to go away, just straight up say "go away," which is you could say it in a more meaner tone. So. Te puedes ir, or vete, yo no quiero hablar contigo.
So did you just say, I don't want to be with you?
I don't want to talk to you.
Oh, okay. So, what was the first one?
Te puedes ir.
Te puedes?
Te.
Te?
Te.
Te. Oh, te, te. Te.
Puedes.
Puedes.
Ir.
Yeah, I are. All right, so I got my first insult down, and that means go away, basically.
Basically.
So, what was the second one you said? It was something about, I don't want to talk with you.
Vete, no quiero hablar contigo.
Vete, you have to say it, like, in parts.
No quiero.
No quiero.
Hablar. Contigo.
Vete, no quiero hablar contigo. Okay. So, what if that doesn't get them to go away?
The next step you would have to take is be more aggressive with the way you say stuff.
So, it would be like, ¿te puedes ir?
No, or be like, more like, vete, yo no quiero hablar contigo ahorita. Say it louder.
So,
the first time you say it, just say it normally, just like you would tell someone in English, go away. But once they don't do that, say it louder. So, and say it with more of anger in it. And then that will get to them.
Would you, because I can't, like, I can say many things in English, like, with anger. But, like, as I'm starting to know Spanish, it's like, I'm not comfortable with the language to actually, like... Because, you know, like, different inflections mean different things. So, it's like, I try to say it, like... Okay, I'm talking right now, and I'm talking in my regular voice. But, like, I don't have, like, a regular voice for Spanish. You know what I mean? Unless it was, like, with my friends, or, like, I'm calmly talking or something like that. So, expressing different emotions with Spanish is kind of hard. So, like, what do you suggest that I do?
To practice more, like, say it regularly sometimes and then just slowly put more emotion to it. And think about it like you're talking to a friend, you talk nice, soft sometimes until they get you angry. Then you talk louder. So that's basically what you need to do. Every time you're angry, you talk louder. You don't talk softly. You talk way loud. So just do the same thing in Spanish.
So a person comes up to me, and it seems like they're angry with me, so I would just say, vete, no quiero hablar contigo.
It depends. Why is the person angry at you?
Well... probably because I was, like, looking at the... Because, you know, sometimes at restaurants, when the other person that's with you has left, then what do you have to do? Like, stare at whatever. Especially, like, if you're in a different country, it's just kind of like, well, there's so many things to stare at. So, you know, like, this person might come up to me and say, like, you know, like, why are you staring at me or something, but I could say, like, lo siento, vete, no quiero hablar contigo.
No. If it's a guy and he says, why are you looking at me, you would say something like in English, I'm sorry, but I wasn't really staring at you. I was just daydreaming.
Mm-hmm.
You would, in Spanish, it would be, lo siento, es que no te estaba viendo. Estoy en otro mundo ahorita.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, in English, basically it says, I'm sorry, but I wasn't really staring at you. I was in a different world,
mm-hmm.
which is like
daydreaming.
Daydreaming.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, like, what name some, like, good instances where I can use insults. Because, like, when I see myself, I see myself in, like, a different country, and something's happened, and I'm by myself, and I just want them to go away.
Well, a certain thing would be if someone came up to you and started yelling at you,
mm-hmm.
you would basically say, ¿Por qué me está gritando? ¿Por qué estás en mi cara? Why are you in my face? Why mm-hmm. are you yelling at me?
So, ¿por qué?
Me estás gritando.
¿Me estás? Wait, so me?
Me estás.
Okay. Is this two different words? Okay. Estás
gritando. Do you know how to spell it?
No.
GIRTANDO.
Gritando en mi cara?
And no, that's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
To say, why are you yelling at me?
Mm-hmm.
The second one is. ¿Por qué estás en mi cara? Why are you in my face?
¿Por qué estás en mi cara?
¿Por qué estás?
¿Por qué estás?
En mi cara.
En mi cara. Okay. So, what's, like, one that, like, it's, like, a really, like, good, like, friend joke? Like, can I have, like, two, like, friendly insults, like, like, tú eres feo or fea or...
Yes, those are really friendly things because you're joking around and you would say it in a joking way.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you just said it, it sounds in a joking way.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound like you're angry or anything.
Mm-hmm. So, like, what's a way to say, like, you know, how do you say I'm kidding or, like, you know?
Estoy jugando, estoy mintiendo.
Estoy jugando?
Mm-hmm.
Jugando?
Jugando.
So it's a J. Okay. So it's that?
Yes.
Hold on. Okay. So, I am. Who do I give this to? The trash?
You are so rude.
I'll be rude for you today, you know, because you're running, right?
Well, I guess.
You're running, right? You're running.
Yeah.
Just make it sure. I'll have
the service I can get my
grade
from my class.
Okay.
Did
you put your caps on?
Somebody sent it to DJ.
Oh my God. Are you going to actually stay in here while I do it? I mean, I... Prospect? Give one to Jeremy. Oh, wait, never mind.
Yeah, he's walking.
Never mind. Oh, my bad.
What's your favorite place to hang out?
College office. Bunch of servers.
You got a hangout spot?
Exactly.
Hola. I've been asked to fill out our survey. We were actually having like a whole conversation until these.
Porque me estás
escuchando.
Vete, no quiero.
No, I'm talking about
you.
You can go.
It depends on the tone you use it. Or you can just say, go away. Just vete.
Vete puede ser es más sarcástico.
Oh, wait, not giving you up. He's not giving. Está bien. Hey. ¿Cómo se dice?